have a name, or maybe you did, for or for bedding that was put on a bed, or maybe for a big winter blanket that you'd use to cover up? Well, did you ever hear a particular name for that?
Well, the mattress was always there, but my mother always had a feather bed. And I wouldn't give you a dime for a dozen of them.
They didn't sleep well.
No. In the wintertime, you know, I guess they say I kick too much. And the thing, all the feathers were on the side of you and on top of you, you just freeze. I'd take a good blanket any day.
Quilt.
Huh? Quilt. A quilt. Well, quilt, blanket.
Did you ever hear of a Sugan?
Sugan, no.
S-U-G-A-N? I just wondered. It's a word that I'd picked up, and I thought I'd try it out on you and see.
What is that?
It's some sort of bedding or a big rough blanket that you used to sleep with.
I've never heard of that. That's a new one for me.
It sounds almost like an Indian version.
I think it is. Sugan. I think it is. And it goes along with pallet, so that's why I was wondering. Did you sleep on, what did you place your head on when you
had
slept?
Had a pillow. Had a feather pillow.
Okay. Did your mother put anything over it to protect it?
Oh, yeah. It had a, what do you call it? They called it some kind of ticking that covered that, and then there was a, what do you call it, a pillow slip over that.
Okay. And later on, once you got electricity, the things that you would screw into...
The bulbs, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm. And can you remember when you got your, this thing over here?
That television?
Yeah, can you remember when you first got one of those?
Mm-hmm.
When was that?
1957, wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
First black and white TV.
Okay. And the thing your wife wears in the kitchen to protect her clothes when she's cooking.
Apron.
Okay. Now, I want to kind of turn to the farm and want to begin by asking you about clothes that you might wear while you're farming.
Used to wear bib overalls.
Okay. You know. Were there other kind of overalls that people would wear besides the bib ones?
Well, some of them wore those coveralls, which came in later years, not when I was smaller. As after I was bigger, I remember the coverall. But most of them just had bib overalls.
Okay. Did did you ever wear a thing called waist overalls? Do you ever remember a thing called...
Well, I can remember that when they come into... They're a lot handier than these bib overalls
are.
Yeah. I was already in school. I can't remember what grade I was in, but I'll bet you I was in about the fifth grade. I remember seeing the first waist overalls.
Yeah. Did, what kind of, when in the winter especially, when it was real cold, did you wear a coat?
Yes.
What kind?
Used to have a kind of a sheepskin coat.
Okay.
With a small collar. And then had a cap with ear flaps on to keep your ears warm.
Okay. Would you wear a different kind of cap in the summertime?
Right, a lighter one, yeah, cooler one.
Okay, but it was still a cap?
Cap, right.
Did you ever wear a hat?
Not
very. Or is that something different?
That's something different. Never could keep it on when the wind's blowing.
So you never wore a cowboy hat?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
Never got that important.
And was there something you'd carry with you to maybe wipe the sweat off your brow? Or
handkerchief, right. Or bandana.
Mm-hmm. Are those different?
Well, a bandana is bigger, to my notion. Handkerchief, smaller.
Okay. I was wondering if maybe a bandana was something you'd use while working, and maybe a handkerchief was something you might take to church with you,
well,
because
it's
a little fancier.
Yeah, that could be. If a handkerchief, okay, notice is white, and the bandana was either blue or red.
Okay. What other kind of work clothes would you wear? What kind of shirt?
Usually just a blue chambray shirt, just a, what we call the work shirt.
Okay. And how about pants? What were they
working
made out of?
Well, blue denim, okay, you know, the waistband.
Is that what you would have called them, pants?
Yeah, pants or bib overalls, one,
okay,
of the two.
Do you ever use the word trousers? Is that...
Not too much,
okay.
No.
Okay. What kind of shoes did you wear while you were working?
Well, we always called them work shoes. They always had the high top on them. If you had those little ones, it was always full of dirt.
What were they made out of?
Mostly leather.
Okay. Did you ever wear